I am known as the demon dog of American literature, so I should give you the demon dog growl.
The novelist James Ellroy has returned one more time to the subject that made him famous, the underworld of Los Angeles. Ellroy writes about men and women so selfish and brutal that you sometimes wince. But it's hard not to laugh at his gleeful cynicism.
I was born a genius, raised a genius. I was lucky that my parents hatched me in L.A. My mom got whacked in 1958 when I was 10 years old. Some other fortuitous events occurred. Can't go back and change the past. It all played out the way it should.
Yes, he did say his own mother got whacked in 1958. It's true. The murder was never solved. For decades after that killing, James Ellroy wrote novels about men who murdered women and the man who hunted them down. The most famous was L.A. Confidential, which became a movie. Though Ellroy later moved to other subjects, his latest book collects essays and stories that return to the source of his inspiration. Destination Morgue! Exclamation point, is a collection of stories and essays illustrated with the photographs of real people who were named as characters in Ellroy's fiction. There's Russ Custer, a smiling Los Angeles detective who was killed in the line of duty. There's the picture of a serial killer, his eyes wide open in an Eddie Haskell pose. There's even a photograph of Jack Webb, the crew-cut star of the old Los Angeles crime show Dragnet, or, as Ellroy describes him,
Jack Webb, a jejune jerk-off jacked around by the LAPD, a punk pawn in the paws of Chief William H. Parker.
Why write about Jack Webb like that?
I have rewritten L.A. history to my own specification. Now dig this. This may shock you. I have real people, all dead, which means they can't sue you, doing things they didn't really do. And in the case of this short story, The Trouble I Cause, it is written in a deliberately alliterative style. It is scandal rag language. It is narrated by a scandal rag writer who has the inside goods on jolting Jack Webb.
The Jack Webb is really a corrupt personality, hanging out with corrupt cops.
Yes, and he is punching behind the scenes in the 1958 senatorial gubernatorial election. I fictionally rewrite the incidents to my specifications. It's a benign megalomania. Rewrite history to your own spec.
Segment 1.
I am known as the demon dog of American literature, so I should give you the demon dog growl.
The novelist James Ellroy has returned one more time to the subject that made him famous, the underworld of Los Angeles. Ellroy writes about men and women so selfish and brutal that you sometimes wince. But it's hard not to laugh at his gleeful cynicism.
I was born a genius, raised a genius. I was lucky that my parents hatched me in L.A. My mom got whacked in 1958 when I was 10 years old. Some other fortuitous events occurred. Can't go back and change the past. It all played out the way it should.
Segment 2.
Yes, he did say his own mother got whacked in 1958. It's true. The murder was never solved. For decades after that killing, James Ellroy wrote novels about men who murdered women and the man who hunted them down. The most famous was L.A. Confidential, which became a movie. Though Ellroy later moved to other subjects, his latest book collects essays and stories that return to the source of his inspiration.
Segment 3.
Destination Morgue! Exclamation point, is a collection of stories and essays illustrated with the photographs of real people who were named as characters in Ellroy's fiction. There's Russ Custer, a smiling Los Angeles detective who was killed in the line of duty. There's the picture of a serial killer, his eyes wide open in an Eddie Haskell pose. There's even a photograph of Jack Webb, the crew-cut star of the old Los Angeles crime show Dragnet, or, as Ellroy describes him,
Jack Webb, a jejune jerk-off jacked around by the LAPD, a punk pawn in the paws of Chief William H. Parker.
Segment 4.
Why write about Jack Webb like that?
I have rewritten L.A. history to my own specification. Now dig this. This may shock you. I have real people, all dead, which means they can't sue you, doing things they didn't really do. And in the case of this short story, The Trouble I Cause, it is written in a deliberately alliterative style. It is scandal rag language. It is narrated by a scandal rag writer who has the inside goods on jolting Jack Webb.
The Jack Webb is really a corrupt personality, hanging out with corrupt cops.
Yes, and he is punching behind the scenes in the 1958 senatorial gubernatorial election. I fictionally rewrite the incidents to my specifications. It's a benign megalomania. Rewrite history to your own spec.